Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, the sassy, sensual, sultry, sexy, running out of words, Frank. How are you?
I'm sassy. How are you?
I'm sultry.
Ooh.
No, you're sultry.
Oh. We can both be sultry.
Cool. All
we right. We can share that.
We are. We're still drinking the same beer like we were last week.
Oh, the good old Otter Creek Brewing Company Fresh Slice White IPA.
Yes, sir.
Still as good as ever.
It is just as good as ever.
Citrusy and coriander and delicious.
One could say it feels like I've been drinking the same one all along.
Whoa. Crazy.
Crazy
pants.
Well, there's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Okay.
Your toy.
What?
I'm not sure if you got the message.
What? I'm a toy?
You are a toy.
A child's plaything?
A child's plaything. And I know that you're not going to believe me, and you're just going to say that I'm a strange,
you are
sad,
strange little man. I mean, look at my karate chop action.
Yeah, I know. But
you have my pity.
Yeah. Well, I'm not leaving, so no farewell from you.
Oh.
But I'm just saying that I've been thinking about Tom Hanks a lot recently, particularly a couple weeks ago at D23, they announced Toy Story 4.
I know.
And that got me thinking about all the amazing Tom Hanks roles out there. Because also on top of that other podcast, the Blockbuster Boys, which I'm on, we recently talked about Kurt Russell and how he was Elvis in Forrest Gump, a very preeminent Tom Hanks movie. And so let's talk about the love that maybe you have that I definitely have for Tom Hanks.
I definitely
that America has.
I have a man crush on Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah, because he's the best.
He's awesome.
He's
best. How can you not love Tom Hanks? So like, he is like America's favorite actor. You know, like he has played so many great, great roles. In fact, IMDb says he has 78 acting credits.
That's fantastic.
For a man whose movie career is hopefully nowhere near over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 78 is quite a lot. But oh man, am I excited. Yeah. I mean, we're looking at going way back to the 80s, right?
Yeah.
He is a staple of, you know, first some TV roles here and there, but then he came into our hearts and on the big screen and never left.
Right. So this is what I suggest.
Yeah.
I think we should start from the beginning, because it's a very good place to start.
And when you get to the end,
yeah,
stop.
Right. No, what I think we should do is, I think we should just, I'm just going to look at this list, and I'm just going to say the name of a movie.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me your feelings about it.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen it, you let me know, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
I might skip some.
Okay.
Because I'm going to skip television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
But he was on Happy Days, just FYI,
yep.
Which makes me happy. Let's start with Splash, where there's a mermaid,
yep.
And that's all I know because I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
Great. Good deal. Skipping all the way forward because I know there's a bunch of these famous ones. Let's go to Big.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
What?
I know. I've seen the famous scene with the piano.
I know.
And,
you've
like,
lived
all
it,
that.
Too.
Yes, I have. There's definitely a video running around on the internet.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Yep.
Yeah, we went with our buddy Andrew, and you guys played on the piano.
Yeah, we did.
But yeah, no, Big is great. I hadn't seen it for a long time, in fairness.
Mm-hmm.
But I did finally watch it about 4 years ago. And it's really, really a fun, lighthearted, like, it captures the spirit of childhood beautifully. Awesome movie. Tom Hanks, you know, doing what only he can, and just sort of capturing that innocence and
magic. I'll check it out one day.
Yeah,
it's definitely not on the top of my list.
I can understand that, but good Penny Marshall movie.
A lot of his earlier movies, I want to say like the 80s, maybe some early 90s stuff, I haven't seen. Like,
no, neither have I.
I've never seen The Burbs. No, or Turner either. And Hooch.
Nope, same.
I've seen parts of Joe versus the Volcano.
Okay.
Which is, you know, fine. But let's go to one that I know we've both seen. I want to give you words.
Okay.
You're going to tell me things.
Okay.
Crying. Baseball.
There's none of that.
A League of Their Own.
I've actually not seen it.
You've never seen A League of Their Own? What?
I know.
But you're such a baseball fan.
I know.
And you're such a fan of women's rights.
I know.
And the 40s and Tom Hanks.
These are all things that I am actually.
Peanuts.
Yep.
I don't know why that's relevant. Baseball.
These are all things that I like.
Wow. It's like my obsession. It's like my non-relationship with Doctor Who. British things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time travel, parallel dimensions,
right?
Pocket watches,
bow ties.
I don't like Doctor Who. Like, I don't know.
All these reasons why you should.
I know, but I just
pretty girls. I mean, all these. Yeah, no, I've never seen it. It's one of the things that I just never got around to seeing, and I would like to, but never. I've seen clips, I've seen pieces on TV, but never watched the whole thing all the way through.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's been a really, really long time since I've seen it. To be fair. You've at least seen the No Crying in
Baseball. Of course.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. He hasn't yelled like that in a long time. All right.
That's true.
Let's go to another big one. Sleepless in Seattle.
I love that movie.
Never seen the whole thing.
So I've actually only seen that one once.
Really?
But that is, you know, how can you not love Meg Ryan?
Right.
How can you not love Meg Ryan and falling in love with some lovable actor, some guy.
Yeah.
Whether it's Billy Crystal or Tom Hanks or Tom Hanks again later, a few years later.
Well, Joe vs. Volcano is their first team up together.
Yes, Ryan.
And Sleepers in Seattle is their second.
But Nora Ephron and everything, you know, it's.
I love Nora Ephron. Yeah. I don't know why I've never seen Sleepers in Seattle. It's just again one of those movies that
gotta see it. That's actually
when I sit down to watch a movie, the movies that, like, quote unquote, I should see never pop into my head. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I hiccuped right.
I know what you mean. I'm kind of in the same boat there.
All right. Well, let's talk about the next big one, When Harry Met Sally.
It's Tom Hanks?
Ah, I was tricking you. All right. Just making sure. Just making sure. Because you haven't seen A League of Their Own, so I didn't check.
Well, yeah.
All right, what about Philadelphia?
Yeah, I've actually never seen that one either, which is kind of a shame because he won the Oscar for that one.
Yes, he did. Yes. He's got Denzel.
I know. I love Denzel. I do love Denzel.
Yeah, Philadelphia is a fantastic movie. I do absolutely recommend Tom Hanks's.
I never saw it when I was younger because it was PG-13. Mm. My parents were a little bit like, oh, it was PG-13, so you can't see it.
It's a heavy topic, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to argue that it's Philadelphia that really broke him out of the funny man, cute guy. Because before that, it was, you know, family, feel good, you know, like Big, League of Their Own.
Yep.
You know, and it was.
And this is a much more serious topic.
Yeah, it's about a man who has AIDS. Right. Yeah, as Tom Hanks so eloquently says in the movie. I have AIDS. So
that says it all.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Everyone's favorite, Forrest Gump.
Classic.
Oh, I thought you were going to, the way you started that, inhale.
Sorry. It was like,
I've never seen it.
Yeah. That's great. No, I love the movie.
What's your favorite part about Forrest Gump? Or do you have a favorite bit in Forrest Gump that you liked the most?
I believe you said he had to pee.
That's it. That's my favorite part.
No, I don't know.
Do you feel in Forrest? I gotta pee. Like, I believe he said he's gotta pee.
Yeah, that's
my
fun.
Favorite part of the movie. That's I don't funny. Know why.
I don't know what my favorite part is. You know, it spans the great thing about the movie is that it's like the story of the 20th century, right? It's
right.
All these great moments throughout the 20th century. When that movie came out, you know, pretty much everybody, you were looking at it. People of a certain age were looking at their own lives through his eyes.
Right.
And like, wow, like look at all this history that happened, like post World War II, like all this amazing stuff that's happened. So yeah, it was quite a thing. And me as like somebody who loves like 20th century pop culture and history and everything, yeah. Looking back on it, it's just like, oh man, like what a great time to be alive. I wish I was alive for more of the 20th century.
Right. And I, as an English teacher and scholar, no, not a scholar.
You are. You are.
I'm a scholar. No, not. I'm not a group of singers. No. I'm a big fan of Forrest Gump because of its like the metafiction inserting, you know, the historiographic metafiction.
I love that.
Called. Yeah, yeah. Inserting fictional characters into real history.
Yep.
I love that. It's one of my favorites. And speaking of historiographic metafiction, let's talk about Hall 13.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, that is one of my serious, like, top two or three.
I haven't seen it.
Tom Hanks movies.
I mean, it came out 20 years ago.
Yeah, 95.
Came out 95. Yeah, 95. Yeah. Same year as Toy Story.
That's right.
Excellent year for Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Paul excellent 13, couple and, years. Yeah. I mean, Sleepless in Seattle, 93. Tom Hanks Philadelphia, 93.
Excellent
Forrest Gump.
Year since 1984.
Yeah, well,
let's
yes.
Let's be serial
yes.
Here.
But in particular, 93, 94, 95.
Yeah.
Like, on fire.
Mm-hmm.
On fire.
Tommy on fire. That made me want to cough.
Oh.
Give me my beer and water. I need to drink both of them
okay,
simultaneously.
Okay, drink them both. Double fist now.
Talk while I drink.
Yeah, no. Apollo 13, he plays Jim Lovell. I can't watch that movie enough. In fact, I'm like always in the mood to watch that movie.
We should watch it sometime.
Okay.
Because
let's have a movie night.
It's been so long since I've seen it. I would love to watch it again.
Let's have a movie night and just watch a movie. Like, just hang out.
All right. Well, that was Beer with Geeks. Frank and I got to watch a movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, classic.
All right. Well, let's talk about Toy Story since I started it that way.
Toy Story.
When do you remember seeing Toy Story? It was your first movie in the theater.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right. I think I told that one of our early yes. podcasts we talked about.
We
it.
Talked about Pixar films. Yeah.
Yep.
I am a genius. Yes. I went to the. Did I tell you I went to the Museum of Science Pixar exhibit?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, is it good?
Oh, it was amazing. Okay. You have to go.
Okay.
When you walk into the room, like there are two rooms. The first is like the introductory video section, and Mr. Ray from Finding Nemo pops on. He's like, I'm Mr. Ray. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, we live in the coral reef. And he's like, I'll be your teacher today and your guide. And then Roz from Monsters, Inc. pops on screen.
Hello, viewers. Do not listen to Mr. Ray.
Like, it's so good.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's amazing.
I was a little disappointed. Mr. Ray is actually not your guide through the rest of the exhibit. He lied to me.
Mm.
So that part I didn't care for. But the rest of it was great. And to see how it's all filmed and put together. And Toy Story was ahead of its time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Rumor is, don't know if this is true or
rumor
not.
Rumor has it.
That Tom Hanks and Tim Allen, who played Buzz Lightyear, did not meet each other until the premiere.
It's possible.
I'm not sure because the ideal situation for recording is that they have as much of the cast in the same room as possible
yes.
so they can the chemistry builds off one another.
Right.
That's harder with film stars. Particularly
yeah.
This is Tim Allen, Home Improvement heyday.
Yes,
Tom
exactly.
Hanks is doing all his Tom Hanks.
This is when Tim Allen was actually a movie star as well. Like
was,
not just Home Improvement,
yeah.
but like
he was a
movie star. Yeah.
Right. And so so I don't know if but the rumor is that they actually didn't meet each other until the premiere.
It's very possible.
Their chemistry in that film for never meeting each other is unbelievable.
It's a mark of a good director.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. If you go back and watch Toy Story now, it does look a little dated in comparison to like the detail that's added into the CG now.
Yeah.
But it really still holds up for a good chunk of it.
It was really smart because, like, the best they were like, oh, man, all the animation looks so plasticky. What if we made a whole movie where everything is plastic?
Life's good. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, that movie's just
beautiful.
Spawned. Are you excited for Toy Story 4?
I don't want to be, but I am.
Yeah, you know, me too.
That's, I can't help being excited.
I think 3 left it on such a beautiful note that I don't necessarily want to see it from a story perspective continue.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also left the door open to a bunch of new adventures with a new kid. Mm-hmm. And from that, perspective, it's kind of exciting.
It is.
From what I've heard, it's Buzz and Woody going off on an adventure again. Sure. It's something to do, something like that. Where I can't. I'm gonna use my one look.
Okay. I mean, I am excited because I was happy with
they're going to find Bo Peep because had been given away. So they're on an adventure to find Bo Peep.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's Woody's, one true love.
Right. We'll see.
She's just a couple of blocks away.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see about that.
A joke I didn't get until I saw the ice show.
Really?
When the blocks are like super larger than life, and I was like 10 or whatever. I'm like, I get it now. My 8-year-old brain couldn't wrap myself around a couple of blocks away.
Toy Story 3 like wrapped it up with a bow beautifully.
Yes.
And I remember like watching the end of Toy Story 3, very similarly to the way I watched the end of Revenge of the Sith, where I was like, okay, this looks like the movie's wrapping up. Like, this is the last time I will watch a new Toy Story movie. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know, similar to the way I was like, this is the last time I'll watch a new Star Wars movie. Like, this is the last time that I will see a new Toy Story movie for the first time.
Right.
This is it. This is the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had like 5 songs popping in my head when you were talking about that.
Sorry. But yeah, so like I remember being very emotional, being like, oh, this is great. This is great. They're like, they're wrapping it up. They're being in a good place. You know, life goes on for these characters, but like, we don't need to know what happens next. Like, this is it. This is the end of the story.
But so, not when you can make money off of it.
Well, yeah. So like, and even that's, they didn't want to even make Toy Story 3 or 2 for that matter. But
it's all about the story.
Each time.
And they get better every time.
They have gotten better and better.
Every time. Toy Story 1 is great. I think 2 is better than 1.
Yep.
And I think 3 is better than 1 and 2.
But I think I'm like, how long can they sustain that, right? Like, I'm scared that they won't be able to keep that up.
In Cars, Pixar, we trust. Cars is the only.
Cars 2.
Those are the only Pixar films I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest are top notch.
Yeah,
Inside Out was amazing.
I haven't seen that yet.
No, it was amazing.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the only the lone guy who walks into a theater to see a kid's movie.
Nope, don't want
to
do that.
Don't want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen it for that reason. But I just hope that it is as good and it gets better like the first 3 like built on each other. I hope that they do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go up past Toy Story.
Yep.
Saving Private Ryan.
Amazing, amazing.
Never seen the whole thing start to finish.
Neither have I actually.
I've definitely seen all of it. I've just never sat down and watched the whole film.
Okay.
It's rather long.
Yes.
And that might be, and depressing, which is probably the reason.
Also true.
It's 169 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a really long movie.
It's 2 hours and 49 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Long
movie. But.
Incredible movie though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think a lot has been said about Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
They, you know, he's really private. They try to save him because he's shy.
But he wouldn't.
That's what the movie's about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's
very shy man.
Yeah.
Total introvert.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually want to take a step back because you skipped over something for good reason. But
from the moon to the from the earth to the moon.
From the earth to the moon.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, that's why I skipped over it.
It's actually really, really good.
I've heard.
I watched
from
it.
You?
Probably from
HBO?
Me.
HBO?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you talked about this before.
It's like an 8-part miniseries on HBO, produced and narrated for the most part by Tom Hanks. Where he tell it's a documentary style, but like with reenactments.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is done through reenactments of the how NASA got started and went to the moon, like from start to finish. And it's 8 parts chronicling like going from it's like Apollo 13, but mm-hmm. like over the course of from like the early 50s through to the early 70s.
That sounds great, but. I having not seen Apollo 13 in like 20 years, I'm not as interested.
Oh, sure. But just for me as somebody who is, I've always loved the Apollo program.
After watching, maybe after I watch Apollo 13, I'll go back and revisit. I'll visit this for the first time.
Yeah. It's great though. It's really worth watching. So I think it's on HBO Go. So it's
which I have. I will check.
Yeah.
Now, to my favorite Tom Hanks movie.
Oh.
You've Got Mail.
Really?
This is my favorite Tom Hanks movie.
Never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I quote it all the time. You must not have no idea.
I must not understand what you're quoting then when you quote it. I must think you're just saying things.
I'm just saying things.
It's like, what's your quote from it?
Oh, whenever anybody talks about like a place to mingle, there's a scene in the movie where, do you know the conceit of the movie?
Yeah, it's based on, a Shakespeare movie, Shakespeare play, loosely, but I can't remember which one it is, but.
You can check. It's also a remake of an older film.
Little Shop Around the Corner.
Yeah.
I've seen that. I've seen the other movie that's a remake of that movie, actually.
Oh, okay.
So I do know the conceit. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So she, Meg Ryan, owns a children's bookstore.
Right.
He owns or is part of Fox Books, which is basically like the Barnes & Noble to the small, you know, independent bookseller. And they move in to that part of New York and blah, blah, blah. And they have their little meet cute. And, you know, he's not intentionally trying to put her out of business, really. But that's just the nature of big business and small business and all that stuff. But they do this new segment where he gets interviewed and he's on the treadmill running next to Dave Chappelle.
Oh,
who's his best friend in the film. And he's like, oh, here comes the good looking guy. And on the news, he's just like, I sell cheap books. I do. So sue me. And that's all he says. And the Dave Chappelle's like, that's all you said? And he said, no, I said we were a place where people could come and be. I said we were this and this. I said we were a goddamn piazza. A piazza. I was eloquent. I love it. But I say the piazza. Whenever people talk about places to mingle and mix, I'm like, it's a piazza. And everyone looks at me and go, a place where people can mingle and mix and be. I don't know why. To go back to our conversation about last week, well, I missed the big part of the You've Got Mail thing where they're like, they've met, they on their usernames, they've met in a chat room.
Yeah.
Because it's the 90s.
Yeah.
And so they mail each other without knowing that it's each other.
Right.
Like this pre-existing relationship has existed for them. But there's the opening of the film takes place about through the course of a year. It's about from fall to spring about. And it's one of the only movies that I've seen do a good lapse of time.
Yep.
Like to actually progress it and do it well without it being weird or calling attention to it in a strange way. That being said, we talked about going back to school last week.
Yes.
And school supplies and all that stuff and summer vacations. And the first letter that he writes to her in the mail, he writes to her about how he loves fall because it makes him always want to go out and buy school supplies. And he said, if I knew your address, I would send you a bouquet of freshly sharpened pencils. Like, and it's just so precious and cute, and you don't get it unless you've watched the movie. Double feature, Apollo 13, You've Got Mail. I'd rather have you watch You've Got Mail than A League of Their Own.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen In the Good Old Summertime, which is a Judy Garland movie, but it's basically
It's
a music shop instead of bookstore, and they're pen pals instead of email. And,
right.
And
well,
they don't realize. Yeah.
Email. Yeah, exactly.
It was like the 50s. So, anyway, yeah. Good stuff.
Good toy. Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2, even better than Toy Story.
I think so.
Up in the ante.
Yeah, but I'm going to move on from there.
We talked about Toy Story already, yeah.
The Green Mile.
Oh, my God. I finally saw the movie. Like,
you had never seen it? Really?
Several years ago I saw it. But I had not seen it until I was in college at some point.
Oh.
Yeah, and I finally saw it, and I was like, oh, my God.
Excellent. I have Green Mile and Shawshank Redemption. Like, they're...
Oh, really?
Linked in my mind forever. They're both Stephen King. They're both based on Stephen King stories. So I think that's that. But
for me, Michael Clark Duncan like steals that movie, though.
Oh, Green Mile, yeah.
Right.
Like, he nominated for that movie?
I sure hope so.
I think he was. My one lookup. Did I use my one lookup?
I don't know if you did.
I don't know. But it's an excellent, excellent Oscar nominee for Green Mile. Boom. Yeah. Called
outstanding. I mean, he is Tom Hanks. That is great in this movie, but you know, Michael Clark Duncan.
Everybody's great.
But Michael Clark Duncan totally.
Yeah. I think he, Sam Rockwell's in that movie.
Is he?
Yeah, he plays that crazy guy that gets hosed down. Oh, what a great film.
Is this the last... Oh, yeah, he is, isn't it? Is this the last movie where we have Tom Hanks and Gary Sinise in the same movie together? Is Gary Sinise in this movie? I can't remember.
Yeah.
He is, isn't he? I want to say he is. I don't remember if we, Frank Darabont directed.
Yes, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember if we've seen the two of them together since then. Because to me, they are such a, like, they were in so many
Gary
movies together.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays the father of the twins, I think.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought he was somebody's dad. Yeah. I don't remember seeing the two of them in a movie together since this movie. This might be the last time we saw them together, which is a long time ago at this point.
Well, I assume you're referencing that Gary Sinise is in Apollo 13.
And Forrest Gump.
Oh, he is in Forrest Gump.
They're in
Gump.
A bunch of movies
That's
together.
Right. I forgot he was in Forrest Gump.
I, in a way, I kind of think of them as an item, like you know, as always being in a lot of the same
Tom
each
and
movies.
Gary not sitting in a film.
I mean, sure.
A-I-C-T-I-N-G.
What? It took me a second.
Yeah, I think I spelled it wrong. I think I said AI because I needed the letters, but
you were, it's fine.
Aching. They were aching.
Aching.
They were aching together.
Yeah, but for a long time, I thought of them as like sort of being, you know, a pair, like an acting pair that like were in each other's movies for a long time.
Mm.
And they sort of are, if you look back on it.
Let's talk about Castaway.
This to me is like the beginning of the modern era of Tom Hanks.
Me too. It's his first film. It's 2000. So
yeah, I mean, it's the first of the new millennium, but like, it's also like, although I guess the new millennium technically started in 2001, but you know, whatever. But yeah, it is like, it's like the start of a new, like, the Green Mile is the last of these sort of like, he's like this good guy always, you know, like he's this, it's almost he's almost the same character in a lot of these films, except for Big.
Say,
and
not,
Toy
he's
Story.
Not necessarily the same character.
The same kind
but
of character.
He's always a good-hearted person.
The good-hearted guy that you get behind and you like.
You rally behind Tom Hanks.
Yeah, and you're like, make the right decision, do
Have
the right thing.
Have you seen a movie where you don't rally behind him?
Yeah, we'll get there. But
interesting.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Castaway is. Like at this point it's a classic, like I remember very well it coming out and everything and how well received it was, but yeah, it's at this point it's pretty much a classic.
I'm gonna skip over Band of Brothers.
Sure.
He's got a very small part.
Sure
Road to Perdition, have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, it's excellent.
Yeah,
excellent film. If you're in any way a fan of the mob or gangsters or the 20s, or I think this is one of it's actually one of Jude Law's really big first going things.
Yeah, that's.
I think it was after Talented Mr. Ripley when he kind of made a name for himself.
I think you're right. He was already famous at this point, but it was like still kind of early on his career.
Still
compared
early
to
in
now,
his career. Yeah. Oh, Road to Perdition is an excellent movie. We should have like a Tom Hanks-a-thon.
Hey, man. I'm down.
That would be excellent. Catch Me If You Can.
I saw this movie for the first time like last year.
I've
before.
Only seen parts. I've never seen the whole
it's
thing.
It's so good.
People tend to. There's a divide on this movie where some people are like, it's great. And then there are others who are like, nah, you can not worry about catching it at all.
I actually really enjoy it. But maybe I'm a little biased because I do love Tom Hanks so much.
Right. So you just want to watch it because Tom Hanks is
But I enjoyed the hell out of it so much. Like, Leo was awesome. I think I saw it after I'd already seen Wolf of Wall Street. And there's some similarities in the two characters that you know, like Leo playing these two different characters. So I wonder if maybe that's why I enjoyed it so much.
Were you thinking of Lady Killers when you said there's a character you don't want to get behind?
No, I've never seen Lady Killers.
Oh, it's can I read you the cast of Lady Killers?
Sure.
Just so you know, it's a remake of a film.
Oh, I didn't know it was a remake.
Oh yeah, Alec Guinness was the original.
Oh,
Tom Hanks, right? And it's Tom Hanks, Marlon Wayans. But my favorite, it's Tom Hanks and J.K. Simmons in the same movie.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. The film itself is okay. It's kind of weird. It's very dry. It's a Coen movie. But Tom Hanks plays this, like, the whole idea is that he's like this criminal mastermind and there's a woman's house that he pretends to be like the conductor of an orchestra and he's from the South. And
right.
He's all smooth.
Southern gentleman.
Slippery. And basically they're going to like tunnel their way to a riverboat casino and steal money. blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's the Coen brothers.
Yeah. It's it's not one of their best, but I think it's worth it to kind of watch Tom Hanks and J.K. Simmons kind of work together, this mastermind pair. J.K. Simmons plays a guy who has IBS, but he's like part of the thing. It's kind of fun. It's kind of funny.
Greg Grunberg is in it. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's got a. It's good. I do recommend it. It's not. It's almost like no other part you've seen Tom Hanks play, because he is out and out the bad guy.
Okay.
Like they. Okay. They're not. You kind of root for them because that's like who you're watching, but they're not good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Terminal.
Love
only
the Terminal.
I've only seen parts of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard good things. I've never seen the whole thing.
It's funny, it's sad, it's sweet, it's kind of like the Castaway in that sense. It's got pieces of like sort of Castaway because he's trapped somewhere he doesn't want to be, but makes the best of a situation. It's got some, you know, he's kind of a lovable guy, so he's got some of the pieces of his older characters from 90s
movies.
I enjoy the movie a lot.
I know he's in Elvis Has Left the Building, but I've never seen it.
No, me neither.
John Corbett, who we were talking about.
Oh yeah,
around dinner time.
Yeah.
Polar Express.
Yeah, I saw that in the theaters with my family. My mom wanted to take us to see it and everything. That was fun.
I don't love it.
Yeah. I like it.
We used to read the book every year.
That's why we went to see the movie.
And yeah, and so I have this thing about the movie where I just
didn't live up.
Doesn't. Yeah, it's I get why people love it.
Sure.
But I like that he plays Santa Claus. That part's fun.
Yeah.
But meh.
Yeah.
Just it's kind of fun to watch him play so many parts. Like he's the kid, he's the train conductor. He's Santa. I believe he's also the bum on the train on the top. Like
he is.
Yeah. So that's cool to see him play so many different characters.
Mm-hmm.
But Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm not crazy about his character in it.
Why?
I have problems with the Da Vinci Code in general.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's why I was like, oh man, he took that role. Like that's kind of disappointing. But I mean, I get it. I mean, he acts very well in it and everything.
It's huge at the time.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was the biggest
that book was
thing
huge.
Going. Yeah. It was the biggest. It was the biggest franchise.
If you had to name biggest like franchises of 2000, you could say Da Vinci Code,
mm-hmm.
Harry Potter, Twilight, and 50 Shades of Grey, and maybe The Girl and the Dragon Tattoo.
I would say 50 Shades of Grey and Twilight were like later, like if we're talking about the first decade of the 2000s,
yeah.
That's in the back half.
Twilight wasn't.
Twilight
was before.
Twilight was like 2008.
Yes, that's the
back half of the.
Oh, I thought
first
I
decade.
Thought you meant. I thought. Sorry,
the
I
later half.
You. Okay, I thought you meant like the whole decade. Oh, itself. Okay,
no, it was the later half of that decade. 50 Shades of Grey was definitely the later
half.
It
was after.
Maybe even after.
It was after that decade.
Yeah.
It's not that.
So, but Da Vinci Code. Harry Potter was huge.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, maybe?
But Lord of the Rings has been out for decades in of itself.
Yeah,
so.
but the movies were a phenomenon.
Yeah, but that didn't necessarily make the books the phenomenon.
You're talking about books. Like,
yes,
just
talking about the books.
Got it. Okay.
But that's what prompted, I would say, even him like to do so. That, like Ron
yeah.
Howard was directing.
No, absolutely. And, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a movie. I don't think he was, having read those books, I like Dan Brown, I like those books. They're not exactly the most, you know, they're not literature,
yeah,
they're good. It's a good beach read, and I like visiting
all those
places,
yeah.
And I like the way he ties these mm-hmm. things together. It's fiction.
Yeah.
I actually went in college, there was a panel of professors that did a thing on the book because it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
And there was one, everyone in the book is like, well, some things are true and some things are not. And there's one professor, he was one of my favorites. This was before I even had him, and he just took the book. He said, hold on. He had this kind of nasally voice. He said, hold on. Open up the book to the first page. The Da Vinci Code. A novel.
Yeah.
Fiction.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, like, yeah. I agree.
So,
yeah.
But I said this to you at dinner, that it's really supposed to be like a Harrison Ford type. And
yeah.
When you're
yeah.
expecting Harrison Ford and you get Tom Hanks,
yeah.
you kind of go,
so like,
well, that doesn't. I like you both very much.
But in different ways.
But in very different ways.
Yeah.
He's in the Simpsons movie.
As himself.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tassel my hair, Mr. Hanks. Okay, son.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so funny. Charlie Wilson's War, I've never seen.
Nor have I.
Great. Moving on.
Yeah, right. He says, you see.
Never saw The Great Buck Howard. Angels and Demons, which I don't know if you feel the same way about Angels and Demons as you do about Da Vinci Code.
I never saw it.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with Da Vinci Code, the Angels and Demons might make you feel better.
Mm.
If that helps.
Okay.
Blah blah blah. Toy Story 3. We kind of said all we will.
Cried my way through that one.
Yeah. Larry Crown. Never saw.
No, I didn't either. Actually, I really wanted to see that, but I never did see it.
Nope, never saw it. Extreme Ladder, Incredibly Close. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's excellent. It's heartbreaking.
Because
Tom Hanks at this point in his career is like,
he's Tom Hanks.
Whether you love your dad or not, you want him to be your dad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's yeah. kind of who he is.
Yeah.
He's that quintessential father
wow,
figure.
Wow, that's such a good way of putting it. Like, you love him whether you want to. Like,
yeah, you just love him
yeah.
like you would a father.
Right.
Like, that's just who he is.
He's Tom Hanks.
And he is the pinnacle of that in Extreme Aladdin, Incredibly
yeah.
Close. Oh, what an excellent movie. I definitely cried my way through that one. Cloud Atlas, I didn't see because it was supposed to be like, oh.
Yeah, that did not look like it was for me. Too much fantasy.
Yeah.
Not enough sci-fi. Not
yeah.
my thing.
Yeah.
Captain Phillips. Did you see Captain Phillips?
I haven't seen it yet,
I
actually.
Saw it because it was nominated for an Oscar and everything.
Right.
That's why I always
it was one of the Oscar ones that I happened to miss.
Okay. It was really good. It felt like Castaway. It kind of felt like calling back on some pieces of Castaway
right.
and stuff. It was really, really good.
I'm the captain now.
No, yeah, I'm the captain now. I was saying that for months
I know.
After the movie came out.
Yeah, I'm still
it's,
saying
it's
it.
Not,
I've never even seen it.
It's not necessarily one of my favorite Tom Hanks movies. I probably would not even think of it. Like you were saying, like, what are your Tom Hanks movies? It wouldn't come up.
Right.
It would not come up in the top five or maybe top 10, but not a top five.
Is that just because it's a newer movie? Or?
I think so. It doesn't have the same like legacy to it to me.
Interesting.
But it's also just like I didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed like – you know, like the first time I saw The Green Mile, I was like, oh, wow. Like, okay, I'm seeing this now for the first time, but it definitely belongs up there with Forrest Gump. Like, it is at that level. This was very, very good, but to me, doesn't, in my opinion, on my personal favorite list, doesn't go to that list.
All right. Well, what about Saving Mr. Banks?
Not on that list, but I enjoyed it.
That one's on my list for that because I love the film is such a parody of itself.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about it being. She wants, P.L. Travers wants the real Mary Poppins
mm-hmm.
on screen,
mm-hmm.
but they're delivering this sugar-coated version, but you're watching a sugar-coated version of the story
right.
of her wanting a non-sugar-coated.
Yes.
That to me,
yeah.
makes me happy. And I know Walt Disney is not the Tom Hanks Walt Disney.
Right.
Like, he was really not that man,
yeah.
but you watched what you hoped Walt Disney
it's
was
so
like
true.
Actually
it's
like
so
and
true.
That's why I like it so much.
And you just know like Tom Hanks is such a he was born during the time that he was playing right like the
right.
time that this movie was taking place was the mid 60s and he was born in the mid 50s so he was a child
mm-hmm.
during this time and like all children of this time he was you know Walt Disney was his hero like everybody
right.
Walt Disney and like Neil Armstrong were his heroes he has a habit of taking these roles where he gets to play those people like in these situations that he during these time periods
mm-hmm.
that he has a love for. So you just know that him getting to play Walt Disney is like a life dream come true.
Right.
And that he played the Walt Disney that everyone saw on, you know, the magical
right.
on the Magical World of Disney every week when they'd
he
be
played,
like, this is how we made Bambi. We did this crazy thing with these cameras that we invented.
It would
like,
be like if somebody made a movie about Stan Lee's life and it was like the happy, like, hey, Excelsior.
Right,
and like,
right.
If,
only that side.
Only that side.
Not
of
the
Stan
part
Lee.
Where he screwed Jack Kirby or anything. Like,
yeah, yeah, or even more. I was listening. You know how Chuck Lorre writes those vanity cards after the shows
mm-hmm,
that he's
mm-hmm.
created and produced and whatever else? He wrote one about Stan Lee.
Like in a bad light?
I think it was I'm fairly certain this is where I saw this. I'm second guessing myself.
Okay.
But either way, he was on a project, like some cartoon that Stan Lee was like producing. I can't
something.
Remember. And Stan Lee said it was like him and a writer for what's that Carter? The Johnny Carson.
Oh,
it was like a writer of the Johnny Carson show.
Okay.
And like, and Stan Lee with like the writer of the Johnny Carson show in the room, this legend says, we need a comedy writer on this.
Oh boy.
And was like, and like, and that's the side of Stan Lee that not everybody know, like this guy who's maybe larger than life in too many ways, I guess. And that's the Saving Mr. Banks, Walt Disney that we got. We got the one that was on TV presented to us, and that's the one that will live on forever.
Right. And that's like what people kind of want to remember. They don't want to know the bad parts.
Of course.
So Tom Hanks, like,
some people want to know the bad parts.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
But his legacy
is this guy.
Admittedly, sugar-coated version. And so that's what we got in this movie. And it was a very good...
Everybody's life is the sugar-coated version.
Right.
That's
right.
The one you
exactly. Every biography.
No one's you googly at their funeral is, you know, like, oh, here's all the crap.
He was an anti-hero. Yeah. Like, yeah. Here lies the comedian. Yeah. Like,
he shot a woman in the, he shot his unborn baby, the comedian. Yeah. Like, you don't want that.
Right.
That was a Watchmen reference. I don't know who didn't understand what I was talking about.
It wasn't just some random comedian.
Yeah.
We need a comedy writer. Anyway. Yeah. And that's, for me, that's the last thing of his that I've seen.
After that, it's just the small Toy Story projects I haven't talked about.
Right.
I am looking forward to Bridge of Spies, that new Steven Spielberg movie that's coming out.
Me too.
Him.
I'm looking forward to Sully too.
Yes, I'm also looking
Miracle
forward
on the
to
Hudson
that.
Story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then eventually Toy Story 4.
Yep.
2017.
I'm looking forward to Inferno, the next James Brown adaptation that you
Dan Brown
like. What did I say? James Brown. That's something. I feel good. All right. Well, you can find us on the things, iTunes.
On the interwebs.
Facebook, Gmail, Twitter, Beer with Geeks. You can leave us iTunes reviews. I have one
that
here
is correct.
Today from SpongeBobbies. It says, oh, snap. I remember that. Great times listening to this podcast. It brings back all the geeky stuff we hide from and now we're proud of. All geek talk about movies, cartoons, comics, childhood, but beer talk is not on their type item. Wish they did. It is in the title. Still a great show. This is from last year.
This is from a few months ago, and we have since taken that feedback, and now we talk about beer at the top of every show. So
yes, we do.
Thank you, SpongeBobbies.
Yes, that's a great tag. I like
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, until next time.
Good times. See you next time, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.